Focus on flowers. Thomas Jefferson was the American minister to France in 1786 when John Adams, the American minister to the court of St. James, asked him for some help with difficult trade negotiations. So Jefferson came to London that spring, but after 3 weeks when the trade negotiations were stalled, he decided to go on a tour of English gardens. He had studied books about English gardens, and on the first day of his tour, he visited five that he had read about. The next day, he went to Woburn Farm. He had missed the snowdrops and crocuses, but saw the Canterbury bells, narcissus and primroses, and the crabapple trees covered in white blooms and the alders with yellow catkins. Philip Southgate designed the landscape at Woburn Farm in the 1730s and was the first designer to blend a farm with a pleasure garden. He combined beautiful groves with tidy farmlands. Jefferson loved this garden, where the beautiful not only coexisted with, but complemented the practical. Later in his life, he implemented ideas from Woburn at Monticello, where his ornamentals were framed by pastures and colorful flowers were combined with experimental crops and vegetable plots. His delight in ornamentals and his quest for money-making crops coalesced in his own gardens. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on beautiful yet practical.